and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Paul Walter. Before we get to Paul, I just want to comment on the shooting in Arizona. Now, I have no inside information other than the fellow obviously was a nut, but there is a question about a handler, and the people there in Arizona have been searching for some man, older man, who was with him, And this is so reminiscent of other previous issues that we've seen and previous violent things. And what really called my attention to this whole issue is that within 24 hours of the shooting, suddenly it was Sarah Palin who was responsible. It was toxic talk, and that term used over and over and over again by the left-wingers. Toxic talk caused the shooting. Toxic talk. And, of course, it was Rush Limbaugh, Sarah Palin, anybody who's critical of government, they were responsible for the shooting. And but is that really true? Well, we know. You remember the story of the underwear bomber, and certainly there was a lawyer with his wife who was in Amsterdam when this young man boarded the plane, only there was an older man with him, and this young man didn't have either a visa or a passport. And yet somehow the older man was able to talk people into letting this young boy onto the plane who was wearing an underwear bomb. Oh, the only trouble was it wasn't an underwear bomb. It was underwear with explosives in it, but it couldn't possibly have gone off because it didn't have a blasting cap. Anyway, of course, as soon as we had the underwear bombing episode, immediately they announced that sitting in warehouses adjacent to airports all across America were these scanning machines that they were going to start installing, and they used that underwear bomber. But how long does it take to make a scanning machine? I mean, do you just make this up overnight? Of course not. I mean, they were looking for an excuse. There was an older man, there was a bombing, and now we're going to install the scanners. Lee Harvey Oswald had a handler. His name was George de Morenschelt, and a friend of mine researched that. He got hold of the telephone notebook, personal notebook of George de Morenschelt, and whose number was in that? But George Herbert Walker Bush. And my friend Bruce Adamson has a letter from Bush saying, oh, yes, I knew George de Morenschelt. De Morenschelt was a CIA asset, and he was the handler of Lee Harvey Oswald. I can remember certainly when President Kennedy was shot, and it was immediately the right wing that was responsible. Jack Ruby said the reason he killed Lee Harvey Oswald was because basically he saw a billboard that said, impeach Earl Warren, put up with the Birch Society, and that motivated him to kill Lee Harvey Oswald. And all of this certainly is contrived, and what you're seeing is the propaganda culture, propaganda theater. And believe me, they're molding our minds. There's something behind. We may never know exactly what happened as far as this young person was concerned. Are people under mind control? You remember Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber? Well, Ted Kaczynski, of course, was a victim of CIA mind control. There's a whole book written about Ted Kaczynski and the CIA. I wonder why nobody ever talks about it. But he was actually in a program in college where they destroyed the sense of values and programmed him to hate our society. Well, let's get to Paul Walter because his story is so vitally important. And Paul, of course, publishes News with Views. If you don't go there every day and read the essay Paul posts, why you're missing out on what's going on. He has some of the finest writers Dr. Dennis Cuddy writes regularly for Paul. The information is there. You need to read it. But Paul basically has published many years ago a book. It was a republish of a book that was written in 1899. But I'm going to ask Paul to talk about it, because the book is more apropos now than ever before. It's all about when the banks control America. Good morning, Paul. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Stan. Never let a crisis go to waste.
Never let a good crisis go to waste, right. And if you don't have a crisis, you create one. And
I sure either like create to know crisis, how that... or they use an existing crisis to further their agenda, which is to create chaos, because out of the chaos comes the global government, and that's what the global socialist Marxist government, and that's what they want. And I hope we can wake people up to this. Glenn Beck has been doing an awesome job waking people up to this. He says exactly what you just said this morning, that they're using this crisis, like that sheriff in Arizona. He blames the talk radio and the freedom of speech and all that as a problem why this shooter did what he did.
Well, he's obviously programmed to do it, you know, because this is standard operating procedure all across America. It's coordinated. This doesn't happen.
I wondered if this guy was a Manchurian candidate, and was he on, like, Prozac or Ritalin or some of these mood-altering drugs?
We sure don't know, but we do know that they are using this. We're seeing the propaganda machine rolling out, and they are certainly going to try to use this to blame, you know, the right-wing conservatives, anybody who's talking out and bringing out that there is an invisible government, and they use mind control. And we know, well, we could talk all morning about that. I really want to talk about your material that you have and this book that was written in 1899, which is so very important, this idea that the banks are going to control our government. And of course, I would just point out that the new man who's going to become the press secretary for President Obama, where did he come from? Well, he came from Goldman Sachs Bank. He's going to be the man who's representing the president. In fact, some people call Goldman Sachs Government Sachs. There's so many people from Goldman Sachs working at the highest levels of our government today. But it's not just Goldman Sachs. It's the whole banking complex. There's only six major banks, and yet, of course, they are the largest source of funding for our congressional campaigns and for President Obama's campaign. The largest single contributor was Goldman Sachs. So what is this book all about, and why is it so important?
Well, this book is even more important today than it was back then, because this book predicted basically the making of the Federal Reserve System, because it came out in 1899, 13 years before the Federal Reserve System. And see, the break is coming.
Hold that thought, Paul. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest, Paul Walther, editor of News with Views. We'll be right back.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. Morning, Paul Walter from News with Views. We're talking about a book that was written by an attorney back in 1899, anticipating the power of the banks. People have to understand how the banks work. They work in concert, and they expand the money supply, and everybody can borrow money, and your friends are getting rich. Well, you want to borrow money, and you want to get rich too, but of course you got to mortgage your house. But you got nothing to worry about. You'll make the payments. You got a good job, and so you mortgage your house, you mortgage your farm, you mortgage your business, and it's great. Now you've got the money, and you invest it, and then the banks contract the money supply, and the entire economy turns down, and you lose your job, and you can't borrow money anyplace, and the banks take your home and your farm and your business. And that's exactly what's happening now. And nobody's telling the American people, why can't you borrow money from the banks? Because they won't let you borrow money from the banks. They want your property. They want your farm. They want your business. They want your commercial development. Anybody who's foolish enough to have debt that is secured by your possessions, they're going to get them. It's the game. They played it over and over again, haven't they, Paul?
Well, you got to admit, and it's a brilliant, diabolical scam. I mean, it is just diabolically genius how they have created all this. That's why Jesus threw the money changers out of the temple, because he knew how the whole thing works and how they control the people and how they control commerce and everything, the whole economy. And, you know, they did that in those days. Now, what the coming battle says that pertains to today is a whole bunch of things. One of them is how corporations will be in partnership with government, how they will rob you of property, and they will take, how you will wake up one day homeless on the continent that our founding fathers conquered. And that's exactly what's happening today, where, for example, the big pharma is in partnership with the Food and Drug Administration, and they basically run FDA. And then you can see that example playing itself out today, and how Today, they've just passed a food safety bill, which is nothing more than a food control bill. They want to control your food. And the coming
and basically
battle
it's going
about
to help the big corporations to do away with competition. And
Absolutely, that's what it is.
Sure.
Yes, they want to control the growers market. They want to control there's a guy, I believe it's in Louisiana, that got fined $5,000 by some tin horn cop who came to his home and gave him a ticket because he was giving vegetables away because he had too many vegetables in his backyard. He couldn't eat them, so he was giving it away in his neighborhood, and cop came out and gave him a $5,000 ticket. This was on Drudge, and I printed out the articles all over the Internet. And in the coming battle talks about how they control the commodities market, and then how they create recessions, depressions, and panics. And then when they created starvation in a nation of plenty, as Mr. Walbert, who wrote the book, describes it, then they blamed the depression on the farmers for overproducing food. So because there was too much food and the commodities market crashed when they created it all, and they blamed it on the farmers, and they're doing the same thing today. The only reason they want to control food is very simple. Stalin did it. Hitler did it. Because when your stomach is empty, your allegiance to God flies out the window. Your love for your neighbor flies out the window. You will turn in your mother for a loaf of bread, And they know that human nature is when they're hungry, they will do whatever they're told, and that's why they're doing this.
And that's why they're moving us towards a recession and lower our living standards and austerity in this country, and then they're going to create all sorts of problems to make the American people subservient. They practice
it's all under the guise of, we care about the food safety. Now, these are the same people that are importing food from China with poison toothpaste and poison dog food, lead poisoned this and lead poisoned that, and they want to destroy the American farmer, the small farmer. They don't want to destroy the big farmers who buy their seeds from Monsanto, because that's all being controlled. But they want to destroy the little farmer in your own neighborhood. And the only way, the first thing your listener is going to say, well, what can we do? We're just a little guy. What can we do? Yeah, you can do plenty. What you can do is run for your local office. Get yourself elected on the school council. Get yourself elected in the city council. Get yourself elected as a county commissioner. A whole bunch of you must get together and run for office. Overwhelm those little boogers in there who are the political machine or the good old boy system that you have in your county. Get yourself elected. Kiss babies. Lie like hell. Do what you have to do. Get yourself in office and then do what's right. And that's the only way you're going to save your country, because if we have people all like the Tea Parties, and make sure you elect a decent guy who's level-headed, who's not going to say stupid things, that's going to, not get himself elected or something they can use against him, a few months down the road when they find some dirt on you. You have to be very careful what you say, very careful how you talk to the media, because they'll twist everything, especially if you're a decent guy. And get yourself elected and then make a difference from the inside out. It's the only way you're going to fix it.
I think you're absolutely right. But, Chris, the whole idea, Mr. Walter was just talking about the excesses, how the banks had worked before. But the whole idea is an alliance with government. That is how you get rid of your competition. What's the Food Safety Act about? It's about doing away with competition. I mean, why is it, did the oil companies create the environmental movement? Why did do away with their competition? I mean,
Stan, I get a lot of emails in here from people asking me. He says, "Well, what can I do? Why is this happening? Why are they doing this?" And it's so obvious how wicked these people are, and they keep doing like for example, when Nancy Pelosi says, "Well, we need to pass this bill so we can find out what's in it." You know what that's like? That's like you signing on a dotted line and borrowing $1 million from the bank, or you sign it on a dotted line to buy a house, but you never read the contract. You're going to read the contract after you sign it. There's something wrong with that. And then people email me, why are they doing this? And I'll tell you why they're doing this. Because they know that they can get away with it. They know there's no consequences, and the only consequences that there can be if you stand up to these people, and you have to stand up to them with dignity. You can't stand up to them with violence, because that's going to give them an excuse to arrest you and go public and say, look at this, folks, we have to arrest this guy. Look, they're out of control. They're doing this, this, and that, and we're saving you from these people. You have to be clever as a serpent and harmless as a dove and do what Gandhi did in India, and he was absolutely right. You have to do it peacefully, because when you stand up to these people by the thousands peacefully, you will not give them an excuse to arrest you, because you haven't done anything wrong. That's the only way you're going to fix this. And until the people rise up and say enough is enough peacefully and demand that these people get out of office and put decent people in office, nothing's going to change.
And I think that we have to recognize the fact that there is a subversive element in our society, and people are financing the politicians. Their goal is to do away with the Constitution, to do away with this wonderful concept of limited government, and, of course, to take us into a world government, but they want an all-powerful federal government. That is a violation of our Constitution. People, swear when they go into political office to defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they themselves are the enemies of the Constitution. They are the domestic enemies. And what they want to do is centralize power and then utilize that power to favor certain groups. This, of course,
the Constitution is an evolving document. It changes with time. I mean, everything these people say is a lie. Everything they do is a lie. It's for the children. When they say it's for the children, it's against the children. When they say it's for food safety, it's against food safety. When they tell you it's for the seniors, it's against seniors. Everything that they do is just the opposite of what they tell you they're doing. And unless you people wake up, and the only way you're going to fix America is on the local level. Can't fix it on the national level. It's too big. But you can fix it on the local level. And if all the people fix their local government on the local level all across the country, you saved your country. It's that simple. There'll be no crooks carrying out the orders from the top down. And like what's his name said, you know, we need pressure from below, pressure from above, and inside out, and that's exactly what they want. And we need that same thing, but for good.
Amen to that. Well,
and I recommend that everyone that doesn't have the copy of The Coming Babel, you have to get that, because everything is repeating itself. Napoleon, for example, it's in The Coming Babel how he tried to unite Europe under a common currency. It's in there. They tried that in the 1800s. They've been working, progressive Marxists have been working at this for hundreds of years. This is nothing new. It talks about how they import a cheap foreign labor from all over Europe and China and Poland and from all over Europe to bring them into the United States to drive the wages down of the American people. What are they doing today? They have NAFTA and GATT, and they're exporting your industry to the cheap foreign labor. So instead of importing cheap foreign labor into America, which is still doing through open borders and all the illegals that are coming across, but what they did in the 1800s, they imported cheap foreign labor to take away and drive the American wages down. Today, they're exporting our industry to the cheap foreign labor. So it's the same thing in reverse. And history is very important, because history always repeats itself. That's why books like The Coming Battle was published in 1899, written by a man that was born before the Civil War. He didn't know there was a conspiracy. He didn't have an agenda. All this man saw is evil, and he saw laws that didn't make any sense. He saw bills that were passed in Congress that didn't make any sense, and he exposed it. And that's why it's important that you read this and understand what this man says, and then you can see it, how it applies today.
Amen to that. Well, I think I'm so glad that you got the book and republished it. And Paul just found this book in the library, and there's hardly any copies of it. So he went ahead and published the book. Were there any other copies? You had the one.
There's an original copy in the, I believe it's in Oklahoma University Library. You have to call.
What they do is they go around and they buy these books up. And they destroy them, because knowledge is power. They don't want you to have power. That's why they actively suppressed this book back after it was printed in 1899, and why it's so important that Paul actually got it, and because it was out of copyright, he could republish it, and it's available through Radio Liberty. We carry the book. We think it's an important book. Why? Because the whole theme is the banks are going to control our government. There are six major banks today. They control the government. People don't understand how this interlocks and how these people go through the revolving door from the banks to the government, back to the banks again. And, of course, these people make fabulous sums of money. Henry Paulson was the CEO of Goldman Sachs. He was making $30 to $40 million a year. And he gave that up so he could go become Secretary of the Treasury at $180,000 a year. What a great personal sacrifice. What a patriot he must have been, except they knew this whole financial crisis was coming. They planned it. I mean, it was all carefully coordinated, you know, and they put a run on Bear Stearns Bank and the run on Lehman Brothers, told everybody to pull their money out. Lehman Brothers got into trouble. Fed had plenty of money. They refused to help them. Who controls the Fed? The Fed is a private central bank owned by this, largely by the six major banks. So then, of course, they get the TARP funds. We've got to do something to help Main Street. People are going to lose their homes. I've got to have $700 billion. That's what Henry Paulson said. And when he got the money, what did he do? Well, he gave it to his friends at J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. It was over the proviso they lend the money. They had to lend the money to get the economy going so there'd be jobs and people wouldn't lose their homes. And they did lend the money. The banks lent the money in China and in India and Dubai and in Spain. They just forgot to lend it here. Oh, Henry Paulson forgot to tell them that. Ladies and gentlemen, does anybody really believe that this is just all accidental, that time after time after time the Obama administration can come up with a new program to keep people in their homes so they don't lose their homes to foreclosure? Is it simply by accident Bank of America is foreclosing on a million homes at the present time? And who's going to end it up? Why, the smiling, friendly bankers. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all, it should never hurt to be a child.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Paul Walter, our telephone number, if you have a question, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Paul, why don't you go ahead and get your web page out there? People will know how to get to it in News with Views.
It's newswithviews.com, and today we have DV Kit on. On an article, it is brilliant. We have, let's see, what are some of the other writers that we got here today? DVK, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is talking about the whooping cough that's sweeping the country right now. Alan Wall has an article up, and J.B. Williams has an excellent article up today, and it's titled, Arizona Shooter Did Not Fit DHS Domestic Terror Profile. And we changed.
Oh, no. Whose article is that?
That's J.B. Williams. He's excellent.
That's Kidd. On the shooter?
Yes, it's on the shooter. And D.B. Kidd, the article is about the contrail. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's article is about the outbreak of the whooping cough. And the article is excellent. And our articles change every 24 hours. And it changes 10 p.m. Pacific time where the new articles come up. We're between 10 and 10:30, usually somewhere around there. And by the way, I forgot to tell you, when you gave your phone number out, how people can get your book, Stan, you were cut off. So they don't. People
okay,
didn't hear the phone.
We
number.
Actually carry the book. Go ahead. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, really important book information there. Dr. Cuddy writes an article almost every week, and you'll certainly want to read his articles on the Illuminati, on the Nazi connection, and the fascinating information. You need to know where to go to get the top-notch information, and certainly News with Views. .com, one of the best places you can possibly go. Who's
Dan,
calling in? We have a caller.
I'm an expert on the internal subversion of America that was promised when that man, he came here in 1960, the end of 60, they brought him, and he was the leader of the communist world in those days, and he banged his shoe, and he told America would be destroyed from within. That's
oh,
what
now you're talking about Khrushchev, of course.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And he, of course, he was a hero, and he went to Disneyland. That's where that tradition started, you know, Hollywood and the Bolsheviks and all that. And so right now, we're running something that we found, the exact thing he promised going on here in America. As a matter of fact, it's going on right in Colorado, in Jefferson and Lakewood, Colorado. And you can see it on our website, but you have to type it into Google. It's one word, and it's called Bubba Scout Reb, BUBBASCOUTREB. And every day we put this information out because the Department of Homeland Security told us to drop dead, and the Justice Department did too, when we found terrorist cells in Lakewood and Jefferson, Colorado. And they're working with people who represent law, but they don't. And you'll see it. It's all in writing, and it's going in to prove further to the command of the continent in Colorado Springs. It's called NORAD NORTHCOM, the United States Army Northern Command.
Okay, fine. Well, I appreciate so much your call. And
hey, just look up Bubba Scout.
Go to your website,
we're in the Dallas
but right
Morning
now we,
News,
want to, we have a guest, and we're talking about his book, The Coming Battle. But thank you so very much for what you're doing to try to wake people up.
Yeah, put it out. Oh, danger, Bubba Scout Reb, one word. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, but know. I would point out that, of course, communism has been funded from the United States since its inception. We have to have an enemy. Who funds the communist movement here in the United States? The great tax-exempt foundations. Where can you verify that? The book, Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence, written in 1958. And, of course, you can get, based upon the Reese Committee report, the Congressional Investigation of the Great Tax-Exempt Foundations, we've kept that book in print for 20 years. Everything was done to suppress it. I mean, you can't let the American people know that we financed communism from its inception, the Communist Party, USA. Khrushchev was simply playing a part. In fact, when David Rockefeller went over to Russia for a visit, Khrushchev, when he came back from the Black Sea Resort, he was sent off to Siberia to manage a power plant. Who would have the power to replace the most powerful man in Russia? I wonder who. Well, Paul, let's get back to the coming battle, because I think that the book, Mr. Walther, was sounding an alarm 111 years ago. Most of this is coming true, isn't it?
Everything is coming true. And, you know, Khrushchev also said that United States and the West would sell them the rope that they can hang us with.
Sure.
And the rope is their technology. And it's true. We have sold them the technology because, see, communism normally doesn't have any technology. The reason the communist nations can't feed their own people and they have no technology, because they punish you for being smart and they reward you for being stupid. So if you're smart and you're an inventor, they think you're going to invent something against the government, they put you in jail for being an inventor. And you cannot profit from the fruits of your own labor, so why should people invent something and work hard and farm when they can't keep the fruits of their labor? That's why the communism is people are always hungry and have to buy wheat and food from the West, because people work hard in the West and they can keep the fruits of their labor. Well, not anymore. Things are changing today, and it's changing in front of my eyes. I came from a communist country. I was born in a communist country in Eastern Europe in 1945, immigrated to the United States in 1958, and I was at awe when I came here that you could actually be what you want to be, because in a communist country, this government, which was in partnership with the big, huge corporations or companies, told you what you can be and what you cannot be. So if they needed 100 bricklayers, they told you were going to be a bricklayer whether you like it or not. And once you're a bricklayer, you cannot change your profession. You cannot decide, well, I don't like bricklaying, I'm going to go become a mechanic. You can't do that. And that's becoming true in the United States today. And people still send their children to public school to be brainwashed there. And then they go to church on Sunday and tell you that Jesus loves them. And then they send their kids to public school Monday to Friday to be destroyed there. It's just mind-boggling how easy it is to destroy this country. I didn't think it was going to be that easy. But Khrushchev said, we're going to take this country over without firing a shot. He said that. And going back to the coming battle, history is very important, because it tells you how they passed an act to strengthen public credit. I believe President Graham passed that. And what the act to strengthen public credit did is pledge every American citizen and your property as the collateral for the national debt. They did not want this debt paid off. They wanted to roll the debt over from generation to generation, resulting in what you have today. And now they're setting up the Republican that are going in there, and they want to raise the debt ceiling, and they always want to raise the debt ceiling, and they've been raising the debt ceiling for decades and decades and decades, and now they want to raise the debt ceiling again. And if the Republicans will say no, then they can't pay the military, they won't be able to pay the bills, and then they're going to say, well, you see, folks, it's the Republicans' fault, it's not our fault.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment. My number, 877-254-524, if you have a question on this subject.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley. Proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Paul Walter from newswithviews.com. Don't forget that, newswithviews.com. And then I certainly have all sorts of fascinating articles on a daily basis. And many of my favorite authors, many of my friends right there on a regular basis. And Paul's been gracious enough to carry my articles in the past. If I had somebody shorten them and edit them, well, I would put all of my material up there because he has a great listening audience, a great reading audience. Who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Is this Dr. Stan?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Steve in Denver, Colorado.
Hi,
thank
Steve.
You very
How
much
you
for your radio program. I'm a new listener. My question is that with the coming battle, with the destruction of our country, the U.S., I'm wondering what we would use for money. Gold at this point is pretty much out of the question. It's too expensive for me. Would you suggest silver, antique silver coin?
Well, absolutely. I mean, basically, gold is for storage of wealth. Silver is for exchange. And even the silver coin right now, of course, is going to be worth, dimes, are going to be worth maybe $4 or $5. But you're going to see an inflationary spiral. You're going to need something that you can utilize for barter. And certainly the silver coins, 10-cent silver coins, excellent to have on hand. And the price is going to keep going up. The price could go up astronomically. What you're going to see is an inflationary spiral where you're not going to be able to afford to buy things. But if you have something to barter like silver, you'll be able to survive. But understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, so you have to make all your preparations, food, water.
And can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Since gold is $1,400 an ounce, yes, it's very expensive, right now what I would do, I would invest money in food and ammunition, because that, you're going to need that. Now, food is not that expensive now, but it's going to quadruple by this summer. I believe gas will be $5-$6 a gallon by this summer. The reason they're doing
right.
that is because the dollar is losing its value, so the gold, so the gas is going up, and also they want to force people into electric cars, so to get away from the automobiles with gas engines. And food is very inexpensive, and you'd be able to barter with it. For example, I bought 5-pound bags of oatmeal. A 5-pound bag of crushed oats will feed one guy for about a week, maybe longer. And it costs $2.79, and I bought 50 of them or 100 of them. I forgot what my wife bought. I bought the other day. And you can always give one to a neighbor when a hard time comes. Just make sure you store it in a nice, cool place to where bugs don't get in it. And you can barter with that.
And you can always prevent the bugs, use diatomaceous earth, put it in there. Won't bother you, but it'll kill the bugs. So
Or bay leaves, because they don't like bay leaves.
Right.
Or laurel tree leaves. And food, food is going to skyrocket. Now, what I did, I went to Sears, bought a 15-cubic-foot freezer, which was about $350 on sale. It cost $35 a year to run in electricity on today's rates. The reason it's so cheap, because you keep the freezer in a garage where it's cold, so it hardly ever comes on. Load it up with food. Anytime you see anything on sale with a good price on it, buy it, put it in the freezer, and store it, because only thing, worst can happen if nothing happens, and we can skate by this till 2012 and get a decent guy elected in the White House, then we can say to ourselves, boy, that was close. But at least you still save money, because I bought a turkey at Costco, 89 cents a pound, which cost me roughly $10 a turkey. That's cheap. That turkey, by this summer or next Christmas, will be about $35 to $50 per turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to save on the long run because you got something good to eat and you'd be able to feed your wife and your family. That's more important right now, is to put it in food.
Yeah, I'm pretty much doing this by myself. My siblings, my mother, who is still alive, and friends and acquaintances just don't see what's occurring. And there's a
you can't help them, because most people are blind as a bat. They're in denial. That's why we're in this mess. And if you tell them what's going on, they're going to tell you you're a conspiracy nut, you're a right-wing wacko, you're this and that. You can't help them. So, you know, even Bible tells you that you know, your wife may become your enemy, your own household will turn against the other. Bible predicts all this, and you can't wake them up. Only God can. So what you do is, because your wife and your children may not see it, you see it. So you put it away for them, and just do it as dignified as you can, and help them as dignified as you can, and get the book like The Coming Battle, and give it buy a whole bunch of them from Stan and give it to your neighbors, because it's history that's repeating itself, and you'll be able to wake people up that way.
And yeah, basically, you know, people may well think you're crazy now, but before long they're going to be afraid you're not. All you can do is simply ask them questions. If you can get them to listen to our programs, they start thinking out we're crazy. But before long, they're afraid we're not. And I've had them say that so often. Anyway, God bless. And make your preparations, and then pray for your family. Pray that they'll begin to see what's going on and begin making the preparations, because an awful lot of people are not going to survive the period of coming chaos and crisis that lies ahead.
Yes, it seems that way. I think the most important thing for me is my spiritual studies and faith.
You're absolutely right.
Health, physical health, being debt-free, and education.
It's a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural
battle. Yeah, you have to understand something. When Marxists and communists get in power, you can't get rid of them. They will do everything that they can to keep in power. They will lie, they will cheat, they will steal, they will rig the election. They will get dead people voting. They will do whatever it takes to stay in power to make sure you can't get rid of them. That's why we have to save America. The only way we can save America is with people who are retired, who still got something between the ears. So I would say put your golf clubs away and get yourself involved. If not for yourself, do it for your children and your grandchildren. And run on local level. Run and get yourself elected, even though you may be 65, 70 years old. You're retired. You figure, well, I worked all my life. I want to retire. I'll tell you something. You better get involved, or you won't have a country to retire in.
God bless. Thanks so much. We're out of time. Talk to you this afternoon, Paul. Thank you.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipping, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our program. We do carry the book, The Coming Battle. It is truly a prophetic book. It explains exactly what is going to happen, written in 1899. But the banks are going to control the government. Now, we were talking about communism. First of all, communism is terrible. It's evil. It is godless, and it has been funded by wealthy people here in the United States for years. The whole socialist movement is. Here in the United States, why do they fund socialism? Isn't that to take the money away from the wealthy? No, it's not today. I mean, that's what they sell the idea on, but they have all means of not paying taxes. They have their foundations they can set up so they can pass their money on to the great-grandchildren, and they can have their great tax-exempt foundations. And so the system is set up so that the wealthy don't pay taxes. They don't. You pay your Social Security and your Medicare taxes. They pay it up to $80,000, and then they don't pay it above that. All sorts of things so that the wealthy don't pay taxes. I have nothing against being wealthy. I think it's great in a free society. You should be able to do what you want to with your money. But there is a group of very wealthy people who are involved in the occult. J.P. Morgan was involved in the occult. He was involved in astrology. Henry Ford, he was involved in theosophy and spiritualism. Andrew Carnegie was involved. So many of the people within the Rockefeller family have been involved in the Rothschild family. And the Mellons and the DuPonts, they're all tied in, many of them tied in, to the various occult movements. And there's power there. You tie into the occult, you make a deal with the devil, you will be well rewarded in this life. If you haven't seen the DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, you need to get it, the 3-hour, 4-hour, or 10-hour version. Important to understand what's going on with the financial world. This deals with the music world, but Joe Schimmel did a wonderful job on that. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's seminal to understanding what's going on. If you want to get large numbers of them, of course, we'll cut the price down. You need to get this to people who don't understand, have any glimpse of what's happening, because it will hold them, because it tells you the secret, and it takes you behind the scenes, and it explains that an understanding of the forces that shape the 20th century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but rather upon secrets to be discovered. And there are emblems. There, the other side, the wicked people hide their emblems in plain sight. You see them every single day.
But you know what? Books like The Coming Battle expose them, because when you read that, you can apply it to today. You can see how they're manipulating the commodities market, how the industry is in partnership with the government, how they're controlling the money supply. They did the same thing throughout the 1800s, how they create recession, depressions, and panics, how they created starvation in a nation of plenty, how they create homelessness. It's all in The Coming Battle.
And it's all coming to pass today. It's such a prophetic book. It's a wonderful book. And Paul, I want to thank you so much for reading that and for everything that you do. Paul's on the front lines of this battle. And having come from a communist country, he appreciates freedom a lot more than a lot of Americans.
You know, I'm 65 years old, and I have enough money to where I can retire. But I can't retire because I love America, and I'm doing this for my grandkids.
I know you are. God bless you, and thanks for everything, Paul. I'll talk to you this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.